Welcome, spooky patrons.
Welcome, welcome.
Today we are talking about what you guys voted to hear. It is bonus episode 29.
So excited.
You voted to hear about something Irish because I gave you Irish options. Mm-hmm. And Miss Kat is going to be telling us the details today.
Our votes ended up being, there was a few votes and it was mixed. You know, we had a couple different options up there for you guys and there was a couple votes for each, but Kelpie is one out. So I'm very excited for that. I'm pretty sure Cindy was totally biased in this and was just like, shh, St. Patrick's Day? No, I just want to hear more about Irish stuff because I'm Irish. Meh, meh, meh.
Right? Oh
my Miss God. Four Leaf Clover.
Listen, are you even Irish if you don't have a four-leaf clover tattooed on your body somewhere?
I'm pretty sure red hair counts.
Yeah, well.
All right. So Kelpies are a mythical water horse. Now, they're mostly associated with Scottish folklore, but it does count for Irish as well because really they come from Celtic history and Celtic has roots in both Ireland and Scotland, so we're not biased here. Kelpie means colt witch, colt being a male horse, so Kelpies are most frequently depicted as males or male horses whenever they're in image form.
Interesting, because I feel like the name Kelpie sounds girly.
Right? Nope, translate to cult witch.
Nice, cult witch. I'm here for it.
They're said to be an evil water horse creature luring people to their deaths. They live in lochs, rivers, and ponds. Ponds being like lakes for us. Kelpies are the most common water spirit in Celtic folklore, and it's thought that each body of water has its own Kelpie residing in it.
Oh, wow. Do they, like, swim recreationally? Because if I really believed that something like that was in the water, I would not do that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. We'll have to talk to some Irish or Scottish people to see if they go swimming a lot. But with how many different legends they have around water, I'm going to guess not.
That's true. There's a lot of them.
Now, the origin of Kelpies is said to be from sacrifices to the gods. So sometimes humans and or animals were sacrificed and they were sacrificed in bodies of water.
Oh, wow.
Now, after a period of time, obviously, we stopped sacrificing animals and humans. And the myth then was used to deter children from playing near bodies of water to prevent drowning. And it was used to deter horse thieves. And I'll explain why. And it was also to deter women from talking to handsome men.
Of course it was.
Yep. So men didn't want their wives getting lured by a Kelpie. Kelpies can appear as black, dark gray, or white horses. They're described as being sticky, similar to the feel of a spider's web. And their mane always appears as soaking wet, even if they're out of water for long periods of time. It's rumored that their hooves may be reversed, so their hooves are backwards, but there's not as much on that, so, you know, take that as you will. Kelpies are 10 times as strong as a normal horse, and they can change their size, including stretching their backs so that more people can ride on them.
Ew, that's weird. Mm-hmm. So it's sticky like spider web, and it can elongate to like a Kelpie limousine.
Exactly. So that's horse weird. Thievery was common in the time. Kelpies would show themselves near a body of water to a weary traveler or someone drunk traveling home from the pub. They would also lure children And what they would do is they would act really calm and affectionate so that they would be more approachable. And, you know, horse thieves at the time were like, hey, heck yeah, free horse. Let's get, you know, and it's really nice. It's rideable. This is great. Once you touched or sat on the Kelpie, you wouldn't be able to let go of it or get off. Mm. You were stuck. So that's kind of where the stickiness comes in. You can't let go at any time.
Wow.
Then the Kelpie would turn essentially evil. You know, it was not nice and friendly anymore. It was demonic, and it would jump into the water and drag its victims down, drowning them.
Dang.
So they also were said to have magical powers associated with water, so they can run on the surface of water, or they can summon waves, you know, make the water more wavy in order to help drown their victims quicker.
Wow, nice.
Isn't that fun?
Oh my gosh.
So there's many different depictions of Kelpies. So sometimes Kelpies are confused with a different creature called a Yakwish. And that means water horse. Like, it literally translates into water horse. But the Yakwish, and I could very well be pronouncing this incorrectly because it's Gaelic, and I'm not very good at Gaelic, so... the Yakwish is a lot more powerful and a lot more evil than a Kelpie. So, just so you guys are aware.
More evil than a horse that, like, yes. Drags people underwater and drowns them?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So, Kelpies could transform into humans, most commonly a man.
Now, do they still look wet perpetually?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes you could still be able to tell that it was a Kelpie because the person would smell like a river or a loch. So kind of that, you know, lake watery smell. And the human form might still have hooves for feet. There is some contention as to if they would have hooves for feet because it is thought that that is more towards Christianity and religion-based, you know, the whole, like, devil has, you know, it's in human form but still has cloven hooves kind of thing. So that is under contention depending on who you talk to. Sometimes they would look like a wise old man in need or a fisherman, and they would find a way to bring people closer to the water. Once the person was close enough to the water, it would be too late, and the man would pull the person into the water with their great strength and drown them. Mm. The easiest way to get a victim, though, if they really just needed to kill someone that day, was to transform themselves into a beautiful woman bathing naked in the water. And they would lure men to come join her, and then she would drag them down and drown them.
There you go.
Yep.
Don't be looking for that strange.
I know. So if you see a woman bathing in the water, and she's like, hey, want to join me? It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
Now, the good news is that Kelpies can only be in human form when the sun was down. So as long as it's dark, they can be in human form. But once the sun is up, they're back to horse form.
Hmm. Now, why did they lure people? Did they eat them or did they just want to kill people?
Oh, my God. I was literally just going to tell
you that. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm good.
So that is the biggest question, though. It's like, what are they doing? So a lot of times they would... It's said that the Kelpies would eat their prey and then throw up their entrails along the water's edge as a way of marking their territory.
Ew! That's nasty.
Mm-hmm. Others say that they just disappear and vanish into the water. Nothing crazy. They just go and we don't know what happens to them under there.
Wow.
I know. Now, there of course, is a weakness for Kelpies, so we have some fight against them. It's said that if you remove the bridle from the Kelpie, you have control of it.
If you remove the bridle from the Kelpie, then you have control of it. Why is the poor thing wearing a bridle in the first place?
Listen, this is like Celtic this wild... folklore, okay? We don't ask those questions.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, there is debate as to whether or not you have control of the Kelpie for the entirety of the time that the bridle is off and within your possession. Others say that it's just for a day.
Hmm.
So,
now, what's the advantage of having control of a Kelpie? Like, if somebody pissed you off, you can send it after them?
More so that, because if you remove the bridle, it instantly trans... whether, so... there's been stories of a woman coming into contact with a man and falling in love, and she then realizes that he's a Kelpie, and she removes his necklace, and it turns out that the necklace was his bridle. And so when she removed the necklace, he instantly transformed into his horse form, and she brought the Kelpie to her father, who enslaved the Kelpie for a year because he's 10 times as strong as any other horse. And then after the year of enslavement, the girl took the Kelpie to a village elder, and they put the bridle back on the magical bridle back on the Kelpie and asked if he, and then he was able to transform back into human form. And they asked him, do you want to return to life as a Kelpie, or do you want to become mortal, a human man? And he said that he wanted to be a human man and asked the woman to marry him that had enslaved him for a year. So, you know.
Yeah, that's...
That's one of the love nice, so happy weird. Ending Kelpie stories, but that's like the only one that's out there. So,
yeah.
Another Kelpie story is that there was a group of young boys. There was four of them, and they were all sons of local chieftains. And they set out on a fishing trip. While they were on the fishing trip, they spotted a Kelpie in the distance on the Isle of Merk, which is a real island in Scotland, if I remember correctly. And the men described it as being a beautiful creature that was as white as the froth of the waves. They said that as they approached the horse, it was gentle and whinnied softly. They assumed it was lost and figured they would take it for a ride before trying to find its owner. Each of the boys got on the horse's back, and the last boy petted the horse's neck and realized he couldn't let go. No matter what he did, his hand was stuck to the neck of the horse. Suddenly, the horse started running towards the water, and the boy that was attached to the neck, he knew that the only way to set himself free was to cut off his hand. So he busted out his knife, and he cut off his hand. And as he looked back, he saw the horse galloping across the water towards a whirlpool. And the other three boys that were on the back of the Kelpie, they were laughing joyously as if in some sort of trance and like not knowing what was going to happen. And the whirlpool led to the other world. And so in Celtic folklore, the other world is not necessarily heaven or hell. It's both. You know, it's this magical place, or it's, you know, absolutely evil. And it's the land of the gods kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So definitely very interesting. There is just batches and batches and batches of information about Kelpies. Because like I said, it is the most common water creature talked about in Celtic lore. So,
It's so weird because until I did that poll for our patrons, I'd never heard of one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of Kelpies before.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I know. I was really excited because I saw the poll come up, and I even told my husband, I was like, okay, changing leprechauns or Kelpies? I'm totally voting Kelpies on this. And he's like, of course you would. It's like a mermaid water horse type thing. Like,
yeah.
I love mermaids anyways, and I was like, listen, really? I don't give two craps about leprechauns, and I am not going Aww. Down the changeling hole, okay? That is a really big hole that I do not want to go to.
Yeah, I mean, changelings are really interesting, and I hope to cover them someday.
Oh, I'm sure we will. It just, this pole happened to land on Kelpie, mm-hmm. so I got my wish. But of course, it wasn't just me, it was you guys, our awesome patrons that voted as well. And there's lots of information about Kelpies, and there are some really cool artist renditions of Kelpies on the internet as well. So very, very cool stuff.
Nice. I have to admit that every time I create one of those polls, there's always one option that I secretly hope everybody votes for. And Kelpies were it. So
this good time, job. Kelpies won out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, you guys, that's your bonus episodes for March. And we hope that you enjoyed them. The Haunted House episode 28, and then this one about Kelpies, episode 29.
Woohoo!
We'll spook you later.